No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and I'm so glad you all could join us today. You know, here on The Mark Wyatt Show, we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. I have been following prayers for Elsa, and this young lady, Elsa, has been battling acute myeloid leukemia for 5.5 years. And I saw where 42 Foundation, to help celebrate her birthday, donated a special bench. I reached out to 42 Foundation, which is located in Swansea, Illinois. I spoke with Dana Fitch, and she's on the line with me right now to talk about the 42 Foundation and the great work that they're doing. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Dana.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having us.
This organization was founded in honor of your brother, Jesse Lucas Hacker, who passed away at age 23. Share with listeners the story of your brother and how 42 Foundation came to be.
Well, in 2006, was when the accident happened. I mean, Jesse was just kind of starting off his adult life. He had a girlfriend that had a little boy who was 5. Unfortunately, in the car accident that ended their future, they were planning together. They had just bought a house. We believed, his sister's his brother, and I believed that he would like his girlfriend and her child to stay in the house as long as they were able to. So that was our first thing to do. Just a month later, we had a benefit, a dinner auction, to raise money to keep, you know, to keep Sarah in the house. They stayed there for quite a few years. The benefit was successful. It was therapeutic, and it was like torture getting all the donations and seeing people come together and help us was amazing. But yet, you know, for the reason they were doing it, just kind of hurt because, you know, we was sinking in. Why? Now that I look back at it, it was something we had to do. I don't know what else we would have done. You know, just grieve. That's hard enough on a person, but I guess that was our way of just figuring something we had to do to keep telling his story. He loved kids. He loved football. We just put them together. And our biggest event yearly is a flag football tournament that we have 2 days after Thanksgiving. We've went from having like two teams to starting off the tournament with almost 42 teams, actually.
Wow.
Sometimes with rain and, you know, guys aren't able to make it, they kind of grab together. So we end up starting with maybe like 36 teams or something, but it's definitely grown. It's our big, big event. We unfortunately were not able to have it last year because of COVID. It's the first time we didn't do anything, which was really hard. So we're going to jump back in and start the year off with a golf tournament in April and raise some more money before football, hopefully something in between.
The thing about it is we have to adapt and overcome, and we've had to do that in 2020 with foundations, organizations who typically can pretty much do whatever they want to raise funds, and
right,
became very limited suddenly with the onset of the COVID pandemic. And of course, you have all made an adjustment to do a golf tournament this year in April. You've also found opportunities, as I mentioned at the beginning, with this bench to be able to honor Elsa and her family. And I saw the picture, and I know that they were really excited about that, that 42 Foundation was doing something in honor of Elsa.
Right. We delivered it the night before her birthday parade she was going to have on that Saturday morning. So I believe the picture is with her and some of her friends also sitting on that little bench for the parade that came by her house for her birthday.
That's great. How did the parents react to it? How did they respond to you?
They loved it. They loved it. They thought it was great. I think I kept them up too late because we took a while getting it there, but they were quite happy. We put some Reese's peanut butter cookies and balloons and stuff on the bench, and it was a very, very cold evening, so I made sure that they ran out and grabbed that real quick. I didn't want any kind of contact at all because I don't know how they do it, but they have two other very, very sweet children, and to keep everybody healthy in the house has to be a job in itself.
When a 501c3 is formed, of course, decisions have to be made, board of directors have to be formed. And in 42 Foundation's situation, they decided that members do not take compensation for their time, and all members of the foundation contribute on a volunteer-only basis. How did that come to be?
And none of us wanted any of that. We just, you know, we did it. It felt so good to give to Sarah and Bly to keep the house that we just continued on. I believe the first year we donated to Cardinal Glennon, a couple charities, the Variety Club. I believe they're nationwide. We would just give to places like St. Jude's and St. Baldrick's. We'd have some kids that were growing their hair out to have their head shaved for childhood cancer, and we would just give in their name. So many things would come up. We would just meet someone in a grocery store, and we'd find out about them. We've had so many kids. A lot of donations have went to physical therapy, extra physical therapy for the kids, because sometimes insurance will just, you know, cut the family off. Anyone volunteering, they just know they're not in it for the money. Any type of money that we are receiving through donations or events, we would just rather give away.
That's great. And when I think about, as you mentioned, helping kids with physical therapy, sending kids to camps, purchasing medical equipment, and helping
right.
with cancer treatment, it really is an organization, a foundation that has tried to do many things for as many children as possible in your area.
Right. We don't stick with just one thing. The whole reason the benches came about is a story in itself. We have a local boy, his name is Mason Schmittling. It's in the town where we hold the football tournament. He was hit and killed by a distracted driver, and we started the CAPS, collecting the caps to make the benches for his memory and distracted driving awareness in his town. So we have a bench for Mason that they're going to put at a park. We would like to put little smaller benches around the town just for, you know, his memory and for obviously for awareness. We had an extra bench for Elsa, which was great because we didn't know what to what to give that little lady. She's already been to Disney World, and she's been to the beach on her request a couple times from local donations and friends and family. We had a girl who was in a car accident. She was 17, paralyzed from the waist on down. Her name is Lacey. And we sent her to LA for a dance experience, a wheelchair dance experience that she wanted to do, her senior trip. It's quite rounded. The physical therapy, the camps, any kind of treatment or equipment, that's pretty much what we do. But there are other things too, and other organizations that we've met that are just amazing.
That's great how you guys have stepped up to help in the community that way. And one of the things that I do want to highlight is a point that's made on the website. You all understand that you cannot change the world for a child dealing with a life-changing event, but with the help of volunteers, sponsors, friends, and family, you're able to put these events together and make a little difference for a family that needs it. I think that's very important to think about when I think about the Mark White Show and I think about how many people am I trying to help here. If there's one person out there today as we're talking, Dana, and it influences them to go out and to make a difference, it's mission accomplished for both of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Just kind of spread the good. At least try. At least try. I never want to go to a family that has suffered something tragic just immediately or has been dealing with it for years and let them think that we're like their answer. Because, I mean, as much as we would love to, you know, we have our families and our things we have to do too, like work. We can't, but we will definitely try. We will definitely try to get the piece of equipment or help save up or start the process. But yeah, it's overwhelming to those families. I can't imagine.
Dana, if any of these families. Go ahead. Say that again.
I can't imagine what any of these families go through. I just one small story is heartbreaking enough. And, you know, I probably got like 20 little pictures of kids here who I could different stories, and every one of them are very encouraging, very inspirational. Just these little kids alone.
If it's okay with you, Dana, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can help 42 Foundation. There may be people who want to jump on board with 42 Foundation. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Dana Fitch with the 42 Foundation. We are glad to have her on the program. She is a sister to Jesse Lucas Hacker, who this foundation was started in honor of. I just want to mention that I've been following prayers for Elsa Wiemersledge.
Correct.
She's been battling acute myeloid leukemia for 5.5 years, and 42 Foundation donated a bench in her honor, and I wanted to recognize 42 Foundation because I appreciated their effort and what they're doing through the foundation. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to have this conversation with Dana Fitch. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now on the line with me, I have Dana Fitch. She is with the 42 Foundation in Swasey, Illinois. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Dana.
Thank you again.
We talked about your brother and him passing away at age 23 and the fact that so many of your family members wanted to come together to help his girlfriend to be able to have a home for the next several years. That was accomplished. And then the extension of that to help children in your area. And I noticed that one of the fire departments was getting involved with this effort as well on the day that the bench was delivered. I think that's just great that the community has rallied around this young lady, Elsa Wiemersledge, who has been battling acute myeloid leukemia. I think it's wonderful. And I'm glad that 42 Foundation has found a part to play in Elsa's journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you hear something like that, you just want to help. And I think that's where, you know, the fire department comes in and people just kind of start saying, what can I do? And sometimes you just got to try to do something. They didn't ask us for a bench. We offered it. And if they didn't want it, we totally understood. I believe they're going to put it at her school. And it does have to the family, because her little sister and little brother are just as strong as heroes as she is. But again, that's where people just kind of jump in and say, what can I do to help?
And that's a great question, Dana. And that's a great question for listeners right now who may be thinking about opportunities and ways to make a difference. Let's talk about 42 Foundation and how people can find out more information about this organization, what they can do to dive in and help. Maybe even if they're in a different area, think about the opportunities that they have and maybe use some of the ideas from 42 Foundation.
We started right away. We started off in 2006 with the benefit for Sarah and Bly. And then another sister, my sister Leah, started the whole 501c3 process, which would be way over my head. So she got us in with that. And again, we started giving to bigger charities, just, you know, donations to bigger charities. And then we thought, well, you know, maybe we could make a little bit more difference if we focused on just one child or one family, and that it just kind of grew. Everyone seems to know someone who's dealing with something. We've never had a lack of children or foundations to give to.
I want to make sure that people know how to connect with 42 Foundation. And we'll also talk about this golf tournament that's coming up in April.
Probably the easiest way is on Facebook. We have, you know, we kind of announce what we do or what we've done, or even if it's just throwing prayers out there for a child and their family. I have an address, 42 Foundation, 1633 North 16th Street, Swansea, Illinois, 62226. You can email us on the Facebook. We do have a website also. I think it needs to be updated, www.42foundation.com. And a lot of our information is on that also. I don't know much about golf myself, but I'm looking forward to being there and watching everybody. I love to take pictures, so I'll be taking pictures of these guys golfing, our girls.
So I guess you'll be looking for sponsors as well, and you can talk about the date and how people can get in touch if they want a sponsor, be a part of the golf tournament.
Okay, it is the charity golf tournament for the 42 Foundation is on April 16th, 2021. At the Prairies Golf Course in Cahokia, Illinois. We are looking for hole sponsors. It's a 1 o'clock shotgun start. We'll provide lunch, and I'm just hoping it'll be a very pretty day.
I do too. I hope it's a beautiful day, and I hope that there are plenty of sponsors and plenty of support for the 42 Foundation for this special event. And I really appreciate the great work that you guys are doing to help young people in your area. And I do believe that this message today will not only encourage people to be a part of 42 Foundation, but to also think about where they are and what they can do to make a difference in their own community, and all in the honor of your brother.
Great, great. That's wonderful. That was our biggest goal. And I appreciate you allowing us the time to talk about my brother, tell his story. I believe he was taken too soon, unfortunately. And we just took his love for children and went with it. Thinking he's probably pretty proud of us, hopefully at least.
Oh, I think so too. And I do want to dedicate this show to the fact that the 42 Foundation has been established because of the loss of his life and the great work that's being done. And we appreciate the work of 42 Foundation. And Dana Fitch, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show to talk about this very special foundation.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been 15 years, and we've met a lot of amazing children, a lot of very encouraging families.
And happy belated birthday to Elsa as well.
Yeah. Yes. We will tell Elsa happy birthday. And ironically, today is Jesse's birthday.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, that's a pretty neat birthday present for him. Thank you. I appreciate you calling me and asking for today.
We've been talking to Dana Fitch today from Swansea, Illinois. This organization, this foundation, reached out to help this family, help Prayers for Elsa, this special group, because of the impact that Elsa's had on her community. And I do want Elsa to know that this show is because of you. And I'm so glad that we could do it today to recognize difference makers in Swansea, Illinois. And I appreciate you, Elsa. And you keep hanging in there. You keep fighting. You've got a lot of people here to support you. And I know that you have many friends and family to support you as well. So you hang in there and you keep doing what you're doing. You're being a great influence and an impact on other people. And just remember that. This is what we're here for, folks. The Mark White Show's recognizing difference makers across the country and the world, sharing these stories from our communities and the people who are making a difference in our communities. Those stories are being shared to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. And I hope that this show is having an impact on you. If it is, I hope you'll share the show with your friends, your neighbors, and your family members, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to try to make a difference. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can also subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. Once again, I appreciate you all joining me here on The Mark White Show today. We appreciate our guest, Dana Fitch, for joining us here on the show. And again, this show is in honor of Mr. Jesse Lucas Hacker. We honor him on his birthday today. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
sunshine on me.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Thank you.